Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. A plan that would have sold a large portion of Louisiana's share of Toledo Bend water to Texas every year is off. And Hornbeck Republican Rodney Chamberhorn says he will be filing a bill that would block any future water sale. And he does realize the populations of Texas and Louisiana are going in opposite directions.
Texas is growing by thousands every day, and they're running out of water. Louisiana is losing population, and we have abundance of water.
But he says if during a drought Louisiana couldn't get out of a contract, the lake would become a mud hole. Crawfish season will soon be here, and LSU Ag Center crawfish extension agent Todd Fontenot says some farmers are already offering mud bugs. And as long as Louisiana doesn't have long periods of below freezing temperatures, crawfish will be more plentiful in January and February.
Freezing temperatures are okay when just short-lived and we warm back up, but it's when we see those extended periods of really cold weather is when we do see a lot more harm to our crawfish.
LRN.
Anytime you got the blues, there's a number you can use, 988. The Louisiana 988 Helpline provides immediate emotional support for what you're dealing with. Whether it's going through tough times, having thoughts of suicide, or just needing someone to talk to, 988 is free, confidential, and here for you 24/7. Call or text 988 or chat online at louisiana988.org.
For 200 years, Louisiana has developed, enjoyed, and benefited from sugarcane production. Sugarcane has enhanced the lives of millions statewide, and it's those same people who make this amazing industry number one. Log on, learn more at lacane.org.
Tiger Rag Magazine subscribers are LSU fans in the know. Tiger Rag Magazine gives you exclusive stories, beautiful pictures, and behind-the-scenes insights. Subscribe today and be in the know at tigerrag.com.